Parshas Chukas. Parshas Chukas begins with the mitzvah of Porah Aduma. The parsha begins Perek Yutes Pasuk Aleph. Vaydaber Hashem al Moshe vel Aaron Lemur. Zois Chukas haTorah Ashetziva Hashem Lemur. This is a chuk of the Torah. Ashetziva Hashem Lemur, that Hashem commanded, saying, "Daber al Bnei Yisrael, speak to Klal Yisrael, v'yikchol ilecho, they should take for themselves Porah Aduma." Okay. And the parasha begins at Porah Aduma. The introduction over here, all the Rishonim ask various different kashas. But why does the Torah have to say Zois Chukas haTorah? This is a chok of the Torah. There's plenty of chukim in the Torah. Bosa v'chola, there's a chok. Why can't I eat bosa together with chola? Why can't I eat meat together with milk? Why not? Is there any reason behind it? Torah, Kadosh Baruch says it's a chok. Why can't you have shatnas? It's a chok. Why can't you have Tumah Tahara, the whole thing's a chok. What's Zois Chukas haTorah? This is a chok of the Torah. So Ramban says Zois Chukas haTorah, the Fisha Sotin Umay So'ilam Mayin Es Yisrael Lema Ma Mitzvah HaZois. The Sotin Umay So'ilam say to Klal Yisrael, what is this mitzvah? And so he say back to them, don't ask questions, it's a chok. The Fika Kosov Bar Chuko Kizere Himu Lefanai Ve'elecho Rishus Lahare Acharel. This is a chok that I put down. You have no right, you have no permission to be maharaher after it, to start thinking over about this mitzvah. So there's many, many kashas. Number one, if this is a chok that we're referring to, is a chok of Porah Aduma, why does it say Zois Chukas haTorah? This is a chok of the Torah. The Aruch Chaim asks it, Tzorach Ladas, Lama Kino LeMitzvah Zu Shem Klolus haTorah? Why do you call this? This is the chok of the Torah. It's not. It's a chok of the Poro. It's a chok of Tahara. It's a chok of a Tomei Meis. You know, it's a chok. Why is it Zeus Chukas haTorah? Why is it that the Sotan Umay So'ilom, Moyen Nes Yisrael, they say to the Klal, Rashi brings it, Loi Ma Mitzvah HaZois, Ma Tan Yeshbo? Why does Sotan Umay So'ilom so upset about this mitzvah? Why are they antagonizing Klal Yisrael? Why are they attacking Klal Yisrael, saying, what's this mitzvah Porah Aduma more than any other mitzvah? Does Shatnas make sense to them? Does Lulav make sense to them? Why is it this mitzvah in particular that Umay So'ilom are saying to something, and what we're answering back to them? Zois Chuk, it's a chok. How are they going to be happy with that? Yeah? What's the reason? It's a chok. I mean, they appreciate that, they understand that. You know, if you look in the Sefer Chinuch, the Chinuch wrote the Sefer for his son. You know that? That's why it's called Sefer HaChinuch. He wrote a Sefer as a bar mitzvah present, probably, for his son, that should explain to him the why, the what, the where, and the how of every mitzvah. When he gets to the mitzvah of Shin Sadi Zayin, the mitzvah Porah Aduma, it says as follows. Afal pi, even though Shemaleini Libi, that my heart filled me, Lichtoiv Ramazi Matame HaMitzvah, to give reason by the time of HaMitzvah, Al Tala Pshat, according to basic understanding, Im Hisnatzlu Shamalocha Lechanech Bo Bni, with excuse that I'm doing it there in order to educate my son, Vahana Orim Chaverov and his friends, Yishmerim Hashem shall look after them, Be Mitzvah Zu, with this mitzvah, Rofu Yodi, my hand became weak, Ve'ira Lefatzis Pi, and I was scared to open my mouth, Leo Klal Gam Pshat, I was scared to open my mouth even to say Posh Pshat, why the reason is. The Rabbonim, the Chazal, went into the depth. Ad she'omru, the Medrash Tanchuma, Shamelech Shleime Hisig Ledas Beriboy Chachmosoi Kotame HaTorah Chutz Mizu. Shleime HaMelech understood all the Torah besides this one. She'omale, it says in Kehele Zayin, Amarti Achochma V'Hirachik Memeni. I looked into Chochma and it's far from me. It's referring to the mitzvah of Porah Aduma. And therefore he said, I'm not going to go into this. Now Rabbi Yisai, there's many chukim in the Torah. Back to the same question again. There's chukim in the Torah. There's shatnas, which is a chuk in the Torah. And he does go into pshat to a certain extent. Why is it that he and Shlomo HaMelech got so tied up that they could not come to any kind of reasonable explanation when it comes to a chuk of Porah Aduma? Again, nobody's trying to say that this is the reason. Nobody's saying that this is the only reason. It's a chok. But why is it that this chok, that's it, not shaykh, I'm out of here, says Shlomo Melech, I'm out of here, says the chinuch, I'm not even going to open my mouth. Say a pshat. You know what? You know what pshat I would say? Do you have any pshat? Exactly. Ramesha Darshan's pshat. Rashi brings a pshat. Rashi, how many times did Rashi give a pshat in Taimah HaMikra? When Rashi give Taimah HaMitzvah, does Rashi give explanation why I do each mitzvah? Rashi says, Ramesha Darshan brings down, but it's a kapara for. There you go. But Imor, come the mother, the Kenech Tzoya Spinot, the mother, i.e. the Poraduma, should come along and clean up the Tzoya, the dirt that was left with the eagle. So now we have a nice answer. So what's going on over here? If it's a good answer, why doesn't Shlomo Melech bring it down? Why doesn't the Chinuch bring that down? And why are they so scared of Poraduma more than anything else? And why call it Zoyz Chukas HaTorah? What is so special about this mitzvah? What is suddenly this massive thing that's so amazing about it? You know, do you know the mitzvah of Poraduma was given?
Where? After they crossed the Yom, and they were on their way towards Har Sinai.
Excellent. It's given in Mora, before the Torah was given. There were three mitzvahs given at Mora. Shabbos, Dinim, the Dinim of the Halachos of an Ogma Chavera in monetary Dinim, and Poraduma. Wow! Poraduma, exactly what we need. It's not necessary now, Torah's not given yet, wait a little bit. Why those three mitzvahs? What's going on? So the idea is as follows, and this is a concept which is very, very, very fundamental to differentiate between the Olam HaTorah and the whole rest of the world, including Jews. The Olam HaTorah and the rest of the world. The Sheman HaTov says, why is it that we use a Porah Dumo that comes along and that is Metaher As from Tumas Meis? What's the Shaychus? You take the Porah Dumo and you burn it and you sprinkle it. How does that give Metaher for Tumas Meis? The Teretz is, why did Misa come in the world in the first place? Where did Misa come in? The world, people going very well, Baruch Hashem, 6 days of creation, and now we have Odom Arishon and Chava living there in Gan Eden, and there's Misa suddenly. Where did that come from? The Teretz is, because Odom Arishon made a calculation. And he said, I want to do something to be more spiritual. I want to be more like the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Rabbeinu Shel Olam told him, don't do that, and he decided to do it. When a person decides that he knows better than the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, even if it's even though he's striving for ruchnius, he wants to grow, but the Kodesh Baruch Hu said it's not for him, that by definition creates death. That creates separation. The Kodesh Baruch Hu says that person cannot be in the world that I created for him. And therefore, Misa began with a person's false calculation. I decided one thing against Rabbeinu Shlomo's better judgment. That is Misa. Comes along the Porah Aduma, and the Porah Aduma is something that we don't understand bichlal. And Porah Aduma shows us that the only way a person can become Tohu, can purify themselves, if they had any connection with somebody who is totally on the chet of Odom Arishon, of trying to be more knowledgeable than Rabbeinu Shel Olam, is by fulfilling a chok and saying, you know what, we have no idea what it's all about. I'm totally mevatel my das. I totally subjugate my das. I am nothing. I don't know anything. I am totally in the hands of Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Whatever he tells me to do, that's what I'm going to do. And therefore the Porah Aduma, which is a chok that we don't understand, and we say Rabbeinu Shel Olam, I don't understand this. This is the tikkun for the chet of Odom Arishon that says Rabbeinu Shel Olam, I understand everything. I want to do what I want to do. The chet of Misa is opposite to the tikkun of Porah Aduma. Porah Aduma is the chok that says that we don't understand everything, but that does not mean we don't keep it. The Gemara says in Shabbos of Lamadalef and Medalef, "V'hoi emunah sitecha choisin yeshuas chokhmah v'das." Right, and he says those six words are corresponding to various different ones of the Shisha Sidra Mishnah. What's das? Vadas is referring to Taharas. Das is Taharas. Knowledge is Taharas. The greatest knowledge a person can have is the knowledge in Taharas. Why? Because Taharas has no svara behind it. There's no human seichel. Nezikim has seichel. A porah was gored by an ox. Even Goyish, of course, have that. But Tahara was Tohira with a kli cheres and a stam kli of eight and exactly how Tumah Bekas Oyla Bekas Yeres. All this is Rebbein Shalom's Torah. And the Das is that when we learn it, our Das is that we have no Das and we connect with Rebbein Shalom's Das. The greatest knowledge we have is that we don't have any knowledge. We're not following blindly. We're not ignoramuses working like robots. Chas v'chalila. We have decided to follow the Rebbein Shalom. If a person goes to a doctor and is critically ill, and he has mamish like a few days to live, and he gives him some very, very strong cancer medicine, is he going to start has to explain to him exactly how it works? And unless I understand, I'm not going to do it. His das is, his intellect says, do what you can. This guy knows what he's talking about. He studied it. He knows what's good for you. Follow him. And Meshuggah won't follow. Das Torah is about following the Rebbein Shleilam, even if we don't understand what it's about. And this is Bashat over here. Zois Chukas HaTorah is a Pshat. That this din of Porah Adumo teaches us one very unique mitzvah. The mitzvah is over here that your das poshut takes no place in this whatsoever. You know what? Shatnez, I can come with an idea why Shatnez is all about. I can understand what Shatnez is all about. I can give a svara. It's got to do with Kain and Hevel, and it's got to do with the two kabbonas. One's got to do with wool. One's got to do with growing stuff, and you can't put them together. I can give svaras. These are svaras that are brought down. Okay? When it comes to Porah Adumah, there are such contradictions that a Porah Adumah takes the most tomei person and it purifies him. Takes the most tohoi person. You look through the Mishnah's Porah, what lengths people went in order to stay tohoi for the Porah Adumah, and he becomes tomei. How does that work? Work that one out. Put it together. It doesn't work out. It doesn't crunch. It doesn't work. And still we do Porah Adumah. So what the Porah Adumah is telling us is Zois Chukas HaTorah. Chol HaTorah Kula has to be in a way that you understand that you don't understand. You understand as much as you can, but you understand that ultimately it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu running the world, it's Rebbein Shalom running my life, and it's Rebbein Shalom telling me to do mitzvahs that sometimes don't give me what I think they should be giving me. But it doesn't make a difference. Zois Chukas HaTorah. Zois Chukas HaTorah is not a din in Dafka Porah Adumah. It's a din that Porah Adumah is a paradigm example of where we don't understand and we do it because that is Ratzon Hashem. But it doesn't make sense. Who said it has to make sense to you? It doesn't have to make sense. And therefore the Rebbein Shalom gave this by Moro. The Rebbein Shalom gave this before the Torah was given. That before the Torah is given, you have to know as an introduction that ultimately a lot of Torah will make sense. And you know what? We can start working through Pesukim and working through Mishnayis and the Gemara, and you get the Rishonim and you get the Achronim and you get Chakiris, and you can understand tremendous depths in all different kinds of the Sugya of Chadol and the Sugya of Harchokas Nezokin and Tzoras Erevo and all different kinds of Chakiris in how exactly Yibum works, whether it's a original Zika, all different kinds of things. But there's a certain part of Torah where basically Klal Yisrael are told, you're not going to understand this, and that should not take away from the Torah. Torah is sometimes knowing that we posh do not understand.
Someone says that?
Tachlis Yedir, the ultimate knowledge is that we know that you'll never know.
The ultimate knowledge is to know that we don't know. Very nice word. Do you know where that, you know where that is? No, where in Chavis Olavus? Now, Rabbi Yisrael, listen to this. That's Peshat in the Chinuch. Why didn't the Chinuch go into this reason? He managed to get Abi Abachok. The Teretz is. What's the Teretz? Going to this. If you give a reason behind it, then it isn't the reason behind Porah Adumah. The Chinuch, his whole purpose is to give a reason behind the mitzvah. The reason behind Paradoma is not to explain it. If you explain it, then you've lost the mitzvah. Therefore, just like Sukkah, he has to explain the mitzvah of Sukkah, and he has to explain the mitzvah of Pesach, and he has to explain the mitzvah of Kibbutz of Aim, he has to explain the mitzvah of Paradoma by not explaining it. That leaving it as a chok, and that is a mitzvah. The mitzvah is to know that you don't know. That is a chinuch explaining it. And that's Peshat. It's a beautiful Peshat. They say, Yosef Shalom Nathanson, the Shalom Eshid, says, if you look in, what Shlomo Melech was saying, Shlomo Melech was saying, Amati achakem, I become wise, v'hirachokem mimeni, and it's too far from me. What's Peshat? He went through the whole Torah, and he came to Paradoma and he couldn't understand it. So what's Peshat? V'hirachokem mimeni. Most people understand v'hirachokem mimeni to mean that mitzvah of Paradoma is too far from me. No, he went through the whole Torah, and when he came to Chukas, when he came to the mitzvah of Paradoma, he understood that he doesn't understand anything of all the 600 other 12 mitzvahs. Behira Chaykas Achala Torah Kule doesn't understand. That everything he thought he understand, Chukas has taught him that you don't understand. You may understand to a level, but there's a certain level that you cannot understand, and every other mitzvah is the same thing. And therefore the Chinuch deliberately did not go into this. The Chinuch deliberately did not explain it, because that is Peshat of the mitzvah. That is Chukas. Knowing that sometimes we posh don't understand. Sadik v'raloi, Rosh v'toivloi. Doesn't make sense. And so, Holocaust. Hey, Holocaust. Do we understand? Of course we don't understand. And therefore what? There's a reason behind it. But it's not the reason of Das Elyon. It's not the only reason.
What's Rashi saying?
So what's Rashi saying for Moshe Darshan? Moshe Darshan says, come the mother, come along and be mekaneach tzoyas benoi. What's that got to do with the eagle? What's a shaychus? What's a shaychus? Very nice. One's a big cow, one's a small cow. Very nice. Lovely. What's a shaychus? What was the eagle all about, Rabbi Yisai? Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemaim. And now they see that Moshe Rabbeinu is dead. The Malachot was the Balbel there, mix them up, and he gives a picture of them dead. What do? They take a Shema Mefirish, and a Pi Ruach HaKadusha, they take something, and they create a Yesh Me'ayin. They created a walking, talking calf. It wasn't just some calf, it was a walking, amazing thing. They took something, they threw it into the fire, and they made a walking, talking calf. Amazing! Look at this, Rebbein Shlomo's behind us. Ah! Gewaldig! I'll use my das and I'll create something in Ruchnius. Was that a creation? The biggest churban. The biggest churban came from that. In other words, again, the idea over there was the same as the Chet Odom Rishon. Rabbi Yishon says, don't make Avodah Zorah. Don't do it. And I'm going to be an Ibn Chochem. I'm going to be cleverer. I know what Hashem really means. Yeah, he doesn't really mean that. He means, yeah. I'll make a eagle, and that's what, and that was the biggest korban. So again, you're using your mind. You're double guessing Rabbi Shlomo. No, that's not Rabbi Shlomo wants. It's a korban. It's a Avodah Zarah. They pulled Klal Yisrael down. They pulled for history. The whole Klal Yisrael suffered by that. You're trying to know what Rabbi Shlomo wants more than Rabbi Shlomo told you to do. Don't do that. I've given you a Torah. Don't deviate. That's what Paradoma comes. Bo imo mekaneach tzoyas bano. Paradoma comes along and says, Rebbeinu Shleilom, we're going to follow this mitzvah, even though we don't understand. We're back to the level again of understanding that we don't understand, and we're not going to double guess. That is how the Paradoma comes along and is chaper for the eagle. How does it do that? Again, it's knowing that we don't know. It's all the same thing. It's pashut eagle. Is knowing, Paradoma is not knowing, and we say we don't know, and that is a tikkun, and that is a chet, that is Reis Chukas HaTorah. The Chukas HaTorah over here was knowing that we don't understand. This is the Mahalach of, not Ad Kedei Kach, but Yaakov Kamenetsky more or less said this, saying a little bit more biro in the Chinuch, but that's Peshat. The Vilna Gaon says a Moedig thing. The Vilna Gaon says, there's a Mishnah in Shabbos. The Mishnah Shabbos. Is the Gemara Shabbos there? Second, please. Thank you. The Mishnah says in Shabbos, there's an Issa of Shemi Yechabe. The person mustn't sit by a candle on Shabbos. Layeshev Odom. No, not this one. Okay, I don't remember exactly where it is. But the Gemara says the person should not sit in front of a candle. B'mem adlikim. It's Mishnah B'mem adlikim, yeah. The Mishnah, the person should not sit in front of a candle because he's afraid he may touch it. Right? Shemiyate. Now, the Mishnah just says you shouldn't do it. It's a Mishnah later on. Can't find it here. Okay. Mishnah does not give a reason. The Braisa says the problem is because perhaps you'll come and move it. So Rishmol said, listen, I'm not going to come and move it. I'm okay, that's fine, it's not a problem. I'm going to be careful. So Gemara says what happened was he was in the middle of learning, he wasn't concentrating, and he did move it. So Rishmol says, how great are the words of the Chachomim? So Poshim Shat is, how great are they? They understand human nature. That they said, don't go, don't learn by yourself next to a Nair that is lit, because you'll come to move it. Yeah, so they know me better than I know myself. That's Poshim Shat. So the Mefarshim say, they've only gone and said, Rav Shmuel's not saying that. Rav Shmuel's saying, how clever the words of the Tanoim of the Mishnah. The Mishnah did not give a reason why. The Mishnah said, don't do it. The Braisa says, because perhaps you'll start moving it. So says Rav Shmuel, how clever the Mishnah is not to give a reason. Because once you start giving a reason, then, but I'm different. And I know really what's going on. How clever the Mishnah is. You know why? I'm just telling you, don't do it. Because once he starts saying, person starts saying, because, and okay, I understand why, then he starts deviating, and that's what never would have happened if he just would have learned the Mishnah. How clever the Mishnah is not to give a reason. What we're saying over here is, Rabbi Yisai, that Klal Yisrael have a unique feature. I'm talking about the Bnei Torah in Klal Yisrael. Have a unique feature that irritates the rest of the world, including many Jews. It irritates the rest of the world of how frum yidden, how people who are connected to Torah are willing to follow das Torah. They call it blindly. We don't call it blindly. We say we're following people who know better. That's because we have that experience. Because years and years and years of Mesira and thousands of years of Yiddishkeit living and growing is because only because of the Talmid Chachamim. And sometimes they've done unbelievable things which would seem is wrong. Wrote down Torah Shebal Peh. How? The fact is, we don't know. We don't understand. What we do understand is that Rabbein Shleilam has given us Talmid Chachamim every generation to follow. Every generation has Iz Gedolim that needs the tools to run that generation. And if we think we know better, then that is what the Umos Oidim antagonizing us. In fact, the Umos Oidim say to us, What is this? The fiesha sotim umes oilam. Sotim umes oilam say to Klal Yisrael, loyma ma mitzvah hazois. What is this? Ma tam yesh. What's the reason behind it? Lefikach kosa bochuko. That's why we answer back to them. You know what? I don't really care. I don't really know. This is a chok. That is what I'm doing. Don't start negotiating with them. Don't start answering them. It's not the point. This is das Torah. Finished. You have to understand that, you know, in the literature world, Baruch Hashem, we have many, many, many gedolei olam, but we can learn from the Chassidus of Welt what a manhig is. Incredible, incredible. You know, I've mentioned it shvach, Gerach Chassidim. There's a housing crisis for young couples, right? You go to Shulayim, you go to Bnei Brak, you go to even Bet Shemesh today. Yeah, there's a housing crisis. The prices are going through the sky high. People can I know have big families, need to buy apartments for the kids. The kids don't have a panosa. So what do you do? And it's very, very hard. So an average apartment with Shlaim is way out of the picture still. Apartments today cost, who knows, $1 million, $1 million shekel, right? So what do you do? Ger Rebbe says, he said for the next 3 months, every young couple's got to move to Kiryat Gat. Every young couple's got to move to Arad. Every young couple's got to move to what's it called? Up there in Galil. Chatzor, right? He takes an area. Houses are cheap. Nothing. Nobody wants to live there. And they follow the Rebbe. It's anchors in the mother. No such thing not to follow. And they build up wonderful communities that everyone else sort of schleps along afterwards and builds up after them what they've built up. But that takes gadlus. It takes a Rebbe and it takes chassidim. And it takes people to appreciate that the das Torah is bigger than their das. And I don't understand. Good. There's one very famous story in the Gemara with Doma ben Asina. All know the story of Doma ben Asina. Doma ben Asina, the Rabbonim were looking around to find one of the stones missing from the ephod. So they heard that Doma ben Asina, going Ashkelon, had this stone. Right? So, going Ashkelon had this stone. So they went to him. Famous Gemara, you know, they're always having the puppet shows, you know. You got Doma ben Asina, he knocks on the door, and Doma ben Asina invites him in, and he says, yes, what can I do for you? He said, listen, money no object, we need to buy this stone for the ephod. It's missing, money no object. He says, I'd love to give it to you, but the key of the safe, wherever it is, where it's been locked up, is under the shoulders of my father, and he's sleeping, and I can't wake him up. So listen, you know, time is of essence here, we've got to get back. Either he said it to us, he goes somewhere else. He said, listen, what can I do? I can't do it. I gotta go. Fine. They left the house with an unpurchased stone. Says Igmar Leshona Acheres, another year, a Pora Duma was born to Doma ben Asina. And they came to him, and Pora Duma is unique. And this, unbelievable. How many Pora Dumas are born to diamond merchants, right? Amazing, right? He comes there and he says, how much do you want? He said, I don't want to take a penny more than I lost on the previous sale. Unbelievable how Kosh Baruch Hu pays back. That's the Gemara said, that's the extent a person's got to go for Kibbutz of Aim. So Yaakov Naiman and another other Bali Musa ask, why dafka that bracha? Why dafka that schus? Why did he dafka get poradumah? Why dafka poradumah? Why didn't he start digging in his garden and he found another a treasure trove? Why dafka poradumah? What's the idea behind that? So he explains that ultimately Doma ben Asina made a kitrug on Klal Yisrael. Oh, kitrug means, yeah? It made Klal Yisrael look bad. Look at this! How many Jews would do such a thing for Parah Adumah? A Jewish father would beat his son. You idiot! You lost a good sale, right? But he was willing to give that up. So it's a kitrug. It speaks badly against Klal Yisrael. So what Boyin Shalim did was Dafka gave up Parah Adumah to show him how much Yidden are willing to pay for something that makes no sense. Kibbud of the Aim, what you sacrifice for Doma ben Asina, makes sense. Kibbud of the Aim makes sense. You're a great man, but Klal Yisrael are even greater. They're willing to give up something they don't even understand. That is why Dafka gave him a Parah Adumah. And that is the fight between the world today of what people who believe they can double guess Talmid HaChachamim. They know what's right. They know. You know, why do you do this? I'm happy to go to shul, and I'm happy to keep kashrus to an extent, and I'm happy to do this, but you know what? The rabbi is not telling me who to vote. Depends which rabbi it is. Absolutely right. But the Gedolei Torah, who have Messiah, who B'nai Shem has given them the keys to our future, have a right to educate us, have a right to lead us. And if we follow them, we follow them with our eyes wide open, going towards Olam Haba. Zois Chukas HaTorah is the identifying factor if you're part of the Torah or not. If a person is willing to mevatel his das, a person is willing to sacrifice a little bit because that is what das Torah is all about, then ultimately he is part of Torah. He is part of being those who are willing to accept the Torah at moral. If a person isn't, then he's part of the Satan Umay So'ilam. Oh, what's this mitzvah all about? V'rechoikim mimeni is to a person realizes that everything else in the Torah is far from him. let's finish off with this. A unique factor of Parah Aduma is also another lesson on Parah Aduma is also in Torah. That the same Parah Aduma, the same exalted product, for some people, could be the best thing in the world. Could be the best thing in the world. Their tummy now they become tohu. And for other people, it can take them at the highest levels and bring them down completely. Metahis atameim or metahis atohirim. That's the way it is with Parah Aduma. Following the crowd, following what other people believe is important, without knowing the individuality of the person himself, and therefore asking the correct questions, could be poison for a person. You know, the Gedolim speak about this. Yitzchak Zilberstein talks about it many, many places in this forum. Is that from the youngest age today, how hard parents push for the children to go to a certain cheder or a certain educational system? Why? Because it's good for their name. Be a good name. You get to this cheder, then you get to this yeshiva katana. You get to this yeshiva katana, you get to that yeshiva gedola. You know, and it's good for the name. And sometimes for the children, it is very, very good for the children. But, you know, I can't send one son to this yeshiva and then that son to that yeshiva because that yeshiva isn't quite as good, you know. But he needs that yeshiva. He needs that help. He needs that individual attention. He does need to go to Yeshiva Mutsuyonim. Excuse, I hate that name, right? Yeshiva for Mutsuyonim. Yeah. Does it bring out the best in the middle? I don't know. But some kids need that. To put a kid through a system where it's his older brother went there and that is what we do in our family is taking the child as mamish metameh satohirim. And that is why it's so crucial to ask questions. Just because a certain person has this mahalach, to follow that mahalach could be for us absolute treif. And if we're doing one mahalach, somebody else copies us, that could be treif. And that is why we've got to ask. We've got to go to gedolim, we've got to follow their advice. And not just as a piece of advice, understand that they have the key to our future. Do they make mistakes? Sometimes. But we've done what we can. We've done our best. We've done our best. And that is Zoyz Chukas HaTorah. Zoyz Chukas HaTorah is all about knowing that we don't know. It's about understanding that Umma So'ilam will never understand that we're willing to go to such an extent just following Rabbeinu Shlolam. That is why this is a chet. That's why it's a tikkun for chet Odom Arishlin. And that's why it's a tikkun for the chet of the Egel, where we're ultimately trying to reverse the paradigm of we know better. We don't know better. And that's Peshat in the Chinuch and Shlomo HaMelech, that Parah Aduma is not more complicated than any other mitzvah. It's the understanding that we don't understand. That is the reason behind the mitzvah. We should all be Zoich B'ez Hashem to have the tahara of this mitzvah to permeate our minds, to know that we don't know, to try and do as much as we can learning and understanding. But ultimately, there's many, many things we don't understand. And it's not a chesaron in Rabbeinu Shlomo running the world. It's a chesaron in us understanding. Some things hopefully we'll get clarity later, but some things will remain a mystery. Rabbeinu Shlomo should give us this appreciation, make our lives wonderful to the extent that we should always be, why Rabbeinu Shlomo giving us such wonderful things? But if chas v'chalila, we don't understand something, we do it anyway.